close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we must come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching, and go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. Gentlemen, this is episode 31. Have you recovered from the milestone episode that happened this past Monday?
I've recovered from the episode, but I haven't recovered from the party, though.
The President's Day party?
Yes.
That was fantastic.
Man, wild. I tell you what, that party we had, the President's Day slash Craig's birthday party, where we all dressed up in colonial attire, and man.
The streamers are still hanging up, I think.
I think so.
With all the Lincoln hats.
You remember Derek doing his best William A. Arthur impersonation?
I do.
That was incredible.
Now, I think we did some research on that, and Derek found out that he was part of the Whig party.
Yes,
and he lost.
He lost that year.
Yes,
and he was Chester A. Arthur's brother,
cousin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
twice removed.
Yes,
no, not even that distant.
And wow. Thomas Lincoln was not the same Lincolns. He was like a distant cousin.
This is shameful.
Thomas Lincoln Logs. We've got Lincoln was his middle name.
Oh yeah. Well, this is a special Thursday bonus episode, and we've got a new.
Wait! Before we go any further, I need to tell you, Matthew. There is a rumor that. There may be a coup on our podcast.
A coup?
Yeah, there's some people that plan on taking it over, is what I've heard.
And who would be dumb enough to do that?
I don't. That's just a rumor I've heard.
Let them try it.
Yeah.
They obviously don't listen.
Bring it on.
Yeah, I think it is people that don't listen is what I hear. But I mean, I heard that they may be trying to take over in the next few weeks. That's just what I heard. I just wanted to share that.
Well, thanks for sharing, Craig. And speaking of not putting up with stuff. I want to call someone out right now before this episode starts. No, it's not you, Craig. It's not you, Derek.
Because Derek already had an idea of how to call him out.
I was already standing up.
I know you were. We reached out to our good friend, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
A few days ago.
Can you smell?
And by and by good friend, we've never met him in our life. But we sent him a message on Instagram, invited him to come on the show. He's yet to respond. I mean, he's acting like he's got something better to do.
And I'm sure that he didn't get lunatics asking him stuff every day.
Never.
No.
So,
let's just put that out there, that we have put the challenge down to The Rock
when you're like on the show. It's like 1 degree of separation, though.
Can we
1 degree?
It'd be 2 degree, wouldn't it? We're Disney podcasters.
Uh-huh.
He did a Disney film.
Exactly.
Several Disney films, yeah.
Several, yeah. So,
can we clarify something, Derek?
What's that?
When Matthew says we... Does, mm-hmm. He means he, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, you offer the invitation. He seems like a nice enough guy.
Yeah.
And but hey, if he don't want to smell what we're cooking,
then what I'm guessing is he's probably working with his agent to try to squeeze it in.
Yeah. Or that, or he's listened to how violent Derek can get.
That
he's
a little afraid. That's what it is.
But just so you know, listeners, we've invited The Rock. We're waiting to hear back. Maybe one of our listeners knows him.
And maybe he responded by just saying jabroni, so I don't...
He may have.
You know, that may not be good.
This is episode 31. What would you wait?
We ought to get in touch with Taylor Swift to come on, because she makes those songs like 31.
Craig's never going to let that go.
You can't. It's too funny. Oh. It's really not that funny, is it?
You're feeding this fire here.
I only do it because Derek laughs at it. There's a lot of things I say that Derek laughs at, and that's the only reason I say it.
Well, guys, you want to get started with the episode?
Why not?
This is episode 31. What would you wait?
Oh, wait. Sorry.
Yes, this is a new little... It's not really a game.
Derek's better. What would you weigh if you ate at Ohana 3 meals a day? What would you weigh? I think that'd be a good one.
That may be a good future episode. But this is a new, I guess we can call it game, that we're going to kind of figure out as we go. But it's something we talked about doing when we were when we first getting the show going, and we were kind of throwing out some ideas of some episodes we could do. This is one that came up, and we kind of did. We were doing this with very little prep time, so we thought we'd do it. Now's as good of a time as any, right, Derek?
Why not?
Don't you know the listeners just get riveted and turn it up a little bit when you say we're going to fly by the seat of our pants and just kind of figure this out?
Crank it up.
Yeah.
We're on board. Well, as it's been pointed out, and as we mentioned on the last episode, pretty much all we do defies logic and is questionably informative. So we're gonna do our best here.
That's our niche. Here we go.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go around the circle here.
Circle of
love. We're going to name something, a ride, an attraction, a restaurant, anything at Walt Disney World, and ask, what would you wait for this thing? Obviously, when we're at Walt Disney World, we don't want to wait. We want to wait as little as possible, and that's one of the reasons we're here, to help you minimize those waits. And we'll be getting into that in more detail on Monday's episode, so we hop back on the carousel of process. But if you had to wait, if you had no other choice, if you didn't have a fast pass, if you didn't have a reservation for something, what would you be willing to wait? And I'll go ahead and start. What would you wait for Space Mountain? Derek, we'll start with you.
We were excited about this question. I'm going to say I would wait 25 minutes.
25?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Solid number.
It's not too long. I think 25 I could stand. They've got the games in the queue.
Yeah.
I kind of like the shooting games. I wish they were fighting games, but shooting games would work. Blowing up rocks.
Derek's hoping for one day where you can actually fight someone in a Disney queue to see who gets on the ride. Thunderdome.
Well, when I'm in control of the Utilidors, we are going to have Space Utilidor Mountain Fight Club.
Thunderdome. Derek really thought that was going to happen.
He really did.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get worried about Derek. Don't worry. Craig, what would you wait for Space Mountain? I know you're a big fan of it.
I think we've waited close to an hour before because you do. I mean, it's a long queue. Mm-hmm. So it goes by pretty fast. Faster than you think. Plus, like you said, the different games. So, I mean, an hour sounds like a long wait. What gets me, though, is when you get up there in the cattle turn. I mean, when it's all, you're all in one big room and just kind of, I mean, that's what it seems like. You're kind of like cattle stalls. That's when it's bad. But coming up the ramp and going through all the games, that's not bad. Probably waiting, I can wait, I'll say 45 minutes. And that's pushing it, but I think I could do it. For Space Mountain, I would.
I'm more impatient.
And I think a factor in a lot of this, too, is the cues, and I'm sure we'll talk about the cues for some of these attractions. I love the Space Mountain music, the cue music, mm-hmm. just walking through that tunnel. I was going to say 30 minutes. 30 minutes for me personally. That's pretty long for me, but... I like the music, the games, as you mentioned, Derek. It's a good. I mean, you do feel like you're in a completely different place in that Space Mountain queue. So, and it's a great ride. Derek, you want to go next?
Sure, I can go. I will say let's get out of Magic Kingdom.
Uh oh,
and let's head to Epcot.
Da-na-na-na.
What? Is that Epcot? That's not Epcot.
That was like Final Countdown.
Europe.
It's fixing to be somebody's final countdown, I believe.
Here we go.
So what are we going to in Epcot?
Let's do, what would you wait for a shawarma platter at Tangerine Cafe?
What are you willing to wait for? Craig?
I would say not over 5 minutes.
You're kidding.
I'm not a huge shawarma platter fan.
You didn't enjoy that.
It was fine, but it's not what my go-to.
So you wait under 5 minutes?
I mean, 10 minutes. 10 minutes.
We just doubled his wait time.
We did.
Yeah, but if it's going to be fresh, I'll take it 10 minutes.
Well, you know, it's funny because fortunately to get a shawarma platter, you don't have to wait very much at all, typically. I remember that day we were there in December, you know, everything had a line, but Tangerine Cafe, I mean, we walked right up and ordered the shawarma platter. Mm-hmm. But that being said, I love the shawarma platter. I mean, I'd wait 20 minutes for it. If there was a line and... You know, there were lines everywhere else. I'd wait 20 minutes.
And I don't think, again, I don't think I've ever seen a line at Tangerine Cafe.
But
I'm not saying they don't exist, but.
I think that's my favorite quick service meal in Epcot that I've had. So I'd wait for a while.
I'm right in between you probably. I'm about 15 minutes I would wait.
Nice.
So right in there. But it is a fantastic dining opportunity.
Good.
It is typically going to be less than a 5-minute wait. Yeah. So that would really suit Craig's needs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys, here's my question. My question is, how long would you stand in line to meet a rare character that you would want to meet?
Ooh.
And you can name that character whatever it is. Okay. How long would you wait in line?
So not just any rare character, but a rare character that we would like to meet.
Correct.
Okay, I got it.
Does he have to have existed?
No.
Just right? A random? No. Just, any Disney character kind of
let's
thing?
Let's say your favorite character is Dumbo. I don't think we've ever seen a Dumbo character. And they say, hey, this today we're bringing Dumbo out.
Well, since you're opening it up to that, I love The Great Mouse Detective, the movie. It's kind of one of those movies that doesn't get as much love. And, man, to meet Basil of Baker Street or Professor Radigan. How about I want to meet both of them.
The bad guy?
Yes.
They're both together.
Professor Radigan and Basil of Baker Street. I tell you what, I'd wait to meet those guys. I'd wait 2 hours. I would wait.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
But that's just, I mean, because, you know, you're saying people that don't
exist.
It's
a rarity.
It's rare.
Not, yeah.
I'd wait 2 hours to meet those two because I grew up with that movie. Loved that movie. 2 hours. Derek, who's your character and what are you waiting?
I'm going to go with a after school special that was, or after school cartoon. That would come on after I got out of school. So I'm going to go with Launchpad McQuack.
Ooh.
How long are you going to wait?
But again, I'm not a super fan of characters, so I'm only going to wait 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Well, you must really like old Launchpad.
Sorry to disappoint. I don't like presidents or characters.
Tell you what. Well, you must have been really mad that time we waited half an hour to meet Ariel.
Ariel, if she didn't, this is probably where my inner struggle comes from with violence. was incited by Ariel on that trip.
That's where it all started.
It is.
Now, Launchpad McQuack is actually, you can catch him at, like, I think, rare
Never
special events. I know some of the DVC events they've had.
Not a DVC owner.
Well, but we are renters.
Renters.
So,
do they ever have DVC renters conferences?
Parties? They need to.
When we start those.
Craig, what about your character?
My character, I can't, you know, just thinking off the cuff here. I mentioned this before that one of my favorite rides that I wish was back was Toad's Wild Ride.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was
Mr.
there,
Toad.
Mr. Toad, which I'm, has he ever been?
I don't know. Have you ever been able to meet Mr. Toad?
I know at Disneyland he has a statue. Statue?
Well, he's got
a statue.
Sorry.
Statue.
Bless you.
He's got one at Haunted Mansion, too, but it's in the graveyard.
Yeah.
Statue.
So to meet the actual Mr. Toad.
I would say an hour.
An hour?
I'm like Derek. I guess I'm more than Derek. I will stand in line to meet a character. I'm just not a big, I don't arrange everything around character greetings. And Matthew does, but he's got, Bruin likes that, too. So, I'm kind of in between. I would go an hour.
Well,
that's pretty impressive, though, 2 hours for a character.
That is.
Well, but they're characters I've
now,
never
talking
seen.
Now, talking Mickey, the lines are pretty big.
And they're characters, like, I know you'll never see Professor Radigan and Basil.
Disney ought to do something like that. They ought to start having characters that just once in a lifetime chance.
Maybe at some point in time they did have them, but, I mean.
Like, and they, like, when they after the meeting, they burn the costume.
Wait,
right there.
Derek, they're not costumes.
Oh, sorry, kids.
So, guys, I just looked it up. Basil and Radigan did make meet and greet appearances in promotion for the film. Their characters are now retired. Radigan, apparently they retired him because he was frightening the children. And from these pictures, that's pretty obvious. But his last appearance was as a special event in the Magic Kingdom in 2004. So, let's go.
So they're retired. So they like fishing and stuff?
I guess so. Huh. That's probably.
Golfing.
Hanging out with Shawn Michaels.
Sweet chin music.
Talking a lot about wrestlers on this episode. Let's move over to Animal Kingdom. I'm going to move it back to attractions. What would you wait for Flight of Passage?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, this is one that's kind of a discussion piece. And a lot of people have touched on recently.
And you could go ahead and say that we three waited how long and never even got.
We waited an hour and 15 minutes and didn't even make it into the floral room.
It broke down.
And it broke, yeah, it broke down, so we just left. So, Derek, what would you
wait? And the typical wait for that is, what?
I mean,
anywhere from 2 to 4 hours.
Yeah, throughout the least. Day.
And people are always saying, but the queue is so unbelievable.
I don't think we got to the best part.
We didn't get to the best part because the other two times we rode it, we went through the back.
I'll be honest, the part in the cave, I got a little claustrophobic in the parts in the caves.
Yeah.
It was kind of cramped in. But
yeah.
Derek, what would you wait?
Again, I'm not a real big line waiter. I would wait 90 minutes.
90 minutes?
For this ride. I mean, it's my favorite ride there right now, but at the same time, I don't have any ride that I would wait 90 minutes for. More than 90 minutes.
Hour and a half.
Yep, that's it. I'm out.
Pretty much any time of day, you're going to wait over that.
Rope
Except
drop.
For rope drop or the end of the day, maybe.
I've done rope drop 3 times on it and gotten in pretty quick. I think the longest I've waited on a rope drop is probably 20 minutes.
So. What about you, Craig?
I have a problem, like Derek said, waiting too long.
And like you said, the queue, people like to talk about the queue. I couldn't care less.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Like I said, I think I'm kind of like Derek. I cannot see myself waiting in line a long time and missing the rest of the park. Unless I'm going to do 2 days there or 3 days at that one park, I can't see myself of spending so much time. When the first time we ever went, we didn't know what we were doing, and we stood in line for Soarin' like for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Like that. It was miserable,
yeah,
and it was awful. But we didn't know any better. Now, since we know how to do it, I have trouble waiting in line for anything. But Flight of Passage is an exception. But I think here in the coming years, with Star Wars Land, Toy Story Land, all that opening up, I think the waits will not be as bad. With all that said, I'll say 2 hours at max, and that'd be pushing it. I mean, I'm more like Derek with an hour and a half, and then I'm getting kind of itchy at an hour and a half.
Yeah. As much as I hate to wait, that ride is pretty good, and for the simple fact that it's hard to ride at any point, I'm going to say 2.5 hours. I'm going to go 30 minutes longer. I know we waited that hour and 15 minutes, and it was not good, but I don't think we got to the best part of the queue.
Right.
And I think if it's the afternoon and everything else has long waits, and I've already, fortunately, I've done most everything else in Animal Kingdom, I'll spend 2.5 hours in that queue. And so you're talking about devoting about 3 hours to the experience.
How many hours do you think, and this was in the end of July when it kind of first opened, how long do you think that line was when we saw it going across the bridge into, what was it, Africa? Or
yes,
what?
over to the Festival of Lion King.
Yeah.
I think it was at least 5 hours.
I would agree.
And I'd say probably most of those people did not realize that.
No.
Because it was a 2 hour wait in the queue.
And those people were spending, we got out of there at what? That was around 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And so you're talking about deep into the afternoon, they were going to be waiting. Derek, where are we heading to next?
All right. Imagine it's 100 degrees.
I like it.
Okay.
How long would you wait? I'm going back to food again. How long would you wait for a Dole Whip? And you can't use mobile ordering.
And it doesn't matter which kind of Dole Whip?
Nope. Whatever you can get.
It's 100 degrees.
100 degrees.
Will it be melted when I get it?
I hope.
I would say I would wait.
Or you get up to order and the orange light comes on.
Oh, no.
Machine freezing.
I would wait 30 minutes.
For a Dole Whip?
I love ice
30
cream.
30 minutes.
I'm an ice cream-aholic.
I'd love the Dole Whip. I'd go with the pineapple upside down cake with the Dole Whip sauce served on top. I'm going to say 15 minutes. Oh, no, I'm going to say 10 minutes.
10 minutes. On a 100 degree day.
Well, I mean, I'd just go to a drink cart and get it.
How long would I wait? I would find a family with a stroller, and I would tell them I would pay for their Dole Whips if they'll get me one. And I'm going to
In line?
Yeah, and I'm going to go sit in the shade by the Tiki Bird exit. Is that illegal?
Derek
has thought
system.
This out. I'm kind of worried.
Now I'm starting to learn how he tours.
I think he's done this before.
He sleeps and he bribes people with strollers.
No, I would wait 15 minutes for a Dole Whip. In fact, I have waited 15 minutes for a Dole Whip.
Craig, sorry. Your turn.
Okay. If they brought back 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, how long would you wait for it?
I would wait 30 minutes.
Did you ever ride it?
I did when I was three, so I vaguely remember it.
Okay.
I have ridden the Nemo subs in Disneyland, and I waited 30 minutes for that, much to my mother's chagrin. Matt says 30 minutes after I'd taken her through the parks for 3 days with no waits. Anyways, 30 minutes was enough. It's just such a slow-moving line because it takes a long time to load. Mm-hmm. So I think it's one of those you're going to have to tolerate at least some of a wait if you want to ride. And, of course, I mean, the one I did in Disneyland, it was okay, but it wasn't like, oh, I got to do that again. But I do have a small memory of doing that when I was three with Mom and Dad. So I'd wait 30 minutes.
I think this type of ride is a perfect rope drop ride because it's one of those, like, kind of like Soarin'. Even if you have a fast pass for Soarin', it's going to take you 25, yeah. 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because, like you said, it's a real slow loading, and I've also ridden it at Disneyland. I would say I'm exactly on Matthew's time at 30 minutes. And
hey, are we in agreement on something?
Wow. Mark this down. 31 episode. I'd go right around 45 minutes, an hour, just because to get to ride it again. I mean, I would wait in line longer. But I tell you guys, and like I said this last answer, I think we've gotten so used to not waiting. You just touched on it with your mom, that it's hard to wait long. And to say waiting 2 hours, hour and a half for Flight of Passage is pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
Because we just don't wait anymore. So 30 minutes is a long time to wait. And some of us say, just 30 minutes? 30 minutes is a long time to wait for us because we don't usually wait. So I'm with you guys. 45 minutes, I'd wait just to get a chance to ride it again.
We'll each do one more. And let's see, I've done two rides. Oh, you're going to like this one. How long would you wait if they said they were going to put you up in one of the bungalows, the Bora Bora bungalows at the Polynesian, that they were going to let you stay in those for just $100 a night? How long would you wait to be given that opportunity? How many hours, how many days would you wait to stay there for a week for $100 a night? Derek?
How long would I wait?
Yeah.
I would not.
At all?
At all.
Why?
I have no interest in the bungalows.
Okay.
I don't want to hear the horn going off from the boat starting at 6 a.m. I'll probably be up, but I still don't want to hear the horn. That's all you're going to hear out there. Or the buses go, buses, boats going by.
Buses going by?
So Derek's not going to wait at all.
Nope.
To stay in the Bora Bora bungalows.
Because I can...
Which are usually... They start, I believe, at a minimum of $2,100 a night.
You can have it.
All right.
Nothing.
Craig?
If you're saying how long would you wait as far as them contacting you and saying, okay, you got this before you book something else, it's kind of what you're saying?
No, I'm saying just if they said, hey, you have to wait in this spot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're literally having to wait.
In one spot to get that chance.
Yeah, you're just going to sit... Yeah. Like, I'm thinking... You know, sometimes people camp out to get, you know, to go see the new Star Wars movie or to go to a Duke basketball game.
Now, if I'm guaranteed to get that after waiting,
yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
How many park days are you willing to skip?
I would give up a day.
One day?
Yep. I'd camp out and I'd give it one day. And it, again, we're talking about just individually, so it'd just be me. Yeah. I would give up a day to just wait there. If I can get saying those for $100?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well... I'm going to do you one better, Craig. I would stay there for 2 weeks. I would bring a tent.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for $100 a night? Of course.
Lunacy.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
There is staunch contrast right there, going from not at all to day to 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, you know, some people camp out for weeks to get a concert ticket or a movie ticket or something like that. I mean, this is... You're talking about
do
a
they
once,
do that still these
I
days?
I don't know, but you're talking about a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm going to bring my tent. I'm going to camp out for 2 weeks. I'll run over to Captain Cook's.
I hope you bring us some deodorant.
You lose your space in line when you go to eat.
So I can't even eat?
Nope.
I didn't say that.
You can order it. They can deliver it.
Yeah, they'll deliver it to me.
I don't think they're allowed.
I'll stock up on provisions ahead of
what
time.
What about using the bathroom? Can you not even leave to go to the
What about diuretics?
Diaper, maybe. That's what he'd be wearing.
Look. You're talking about a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You're never going to get to stay there for that amount of money.
You're getting to stay there for a week, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, for a whole week. I'd give up 2 weeks to stay there for 1 week for $100 a night.
If I was going to do that, too, and I had to wait 2 weeks to get in there, I'm not even going to the park. I'm staying in that place all 7 days.
You stay there, and you may go to Magic Kingdom a couple times. But
I wouldn't leave it.
Again, I must ask, do you guys realize how loud those boat horns are?
I'm not worried about sleep.
Then what are you doing if you're not leaving to go to the parks?
I'm sure they're soundproof.
You're paying that much money, they give you some earplugs, Shirley.
I would say
Don't call him Shirley.
Okay. Sorry.
Frankie.
What's our Victor Vector? What's our Vector Victor?
Okay. call him William.
Derek, what's your last question of the day on what would you wait?
Since he may be departing soon, Talking Mickey, how long would you wait to see Talking Mickey one last time?
I'm probably going to be totally opposite of you guys. I would say no more than 30 minutes. Just simply because we've met them two or three times already, so one more time would not. I'm not the kind that I got to do this one more time. I know a lot of people do that. Final time to ride this attraction, final time to do this. I've done it, and I've enjoyed it. I like the memories, but it doesn't have to be a thing where I go do it again.
Yeah, I mean, if it was just me individually, I wouldn't wait 20 minutes. But I mean, if I had the boys with me, especially Bruin, I'd wait an hour just because Bruin's got some fond memories seeing him meet Mickey. That was his first character that he met, and he always makes Bruin laugh, it seems like. So I'd wait an hour. 1 hour to see Talking Mickey one time.
I'm always shocked how you surprised him. He didn't expect you to come in there.
Oh, I know.
Oh, hey, guys. You know, he didn't know you were
Well, look at there.
Like he didn't see you standing over there.
Yeah.
Waiting in line.
Stand at the book.
Do not step past the yellow line.
You didn't see me there, pal?
Hiya, pal.
What about you, Derek?
I would wait. I'm like you. I would wait longer if I had my little man with me, but just me. Talking Mickey, I can see that every day on TV. I'm gonna wait 5 minutes. I'm out of there. Sorry, I'm nostalgic.
Derek's not waiting for anything.
I'd wait.
He wouldn't even give 5 minutes to the Bora Bora bungalows.
I would not. I gave Mickey more than that.
So you would wait for Mickey longer.
He's waiting for the swarm planner more than
the
swarm.
I have.
That explains Derek in
more than $100 night.
That is it.
Yeah.
I would not.
Craig, one more question.
Yes.
Okay.
How long would you wait for a fireworks show? As in, how long would you find the spot you want to stand in? How long would you stand there before fireworks?
Like a good spot?
Yes.
No, your spot. It might not be a great spot.
Your preferred spot.
Yeah.
How long would you wait in that one spot?
For, like, happily ever after?
For, yes.
I'd wait an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
I think happily ever after is worth that wait.
Okay.
Derek?
For any fireworks show?
Any fireworks show. You can even throw a parade in there if you want to. Just, it's one of those things you have to get in line. You have to find your spot and stay there because you know it's going to be gone. Now, this is probably something, too, is a better question as a family, because if it's just you... there's a lot of places you can squeeze into.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's you saving for a family of four or a family of three.
I'm going to go with, we went to the, I don't remember if it was the Halloween party or the Christmas party from last year that we went to. And we watched the fireworks from the People Mover and rode it while the fireworks were going off.
That's neat.
And I didn't have to wait any. So
you're not waiting again. I'm glad that
there has been a
Derek is such a great sport in this game.
Here's what we've concluded tonight from all three of us. Matthew will wait forever. Derek will not wait at all, and I'm going to wait on something that is no longer there and will never
that's true.
Come
yeah.
back. And you know the funny part is probably I'm the most patient of all three of us.
That's probably true.
So, Craig, if that's the case, how long are you waiting to see Wishes
now
since it's gone?
I probably will.
I mean, because that's
I'm going to stand gonna in line for the electrical parade. And we have before. I mean, probably at least an hour, if not longer. If it's a spot I want, and it's a good spot, because if it's a busy time of the year, it's going to be gone quick. So I would stand in line an hour, or stand in my spot for an hour or longer. The most, probably an hour and a half. But and once I've seen stuff like that, I really don't want to stand in line that long, kind of like Derek, because I've already seen it. That's my thing.
And that's probably why my times are so short, is probably because I've seen...
Except for the bungalows.
...seen so much.
Derek's not waiting for anything.
I've seen most of it several times, so that's probably why. I think that's what I'm going to say anyway.
That sounds good.
My impatience is because of my abundance. Ooh. How about that?
Well, all right.
So, yes, I'm going to wait forever. Derek's not waiting for anything. You're waiting forever because nothing of that.
That's right.
Nothing you have. Yeah, it's all gone already.
Do you guys know what it's time for?
It's time for us to wait for something.
It's time for
greatness.
Perfect. Perfectly smooth there, gentlemen. Here is my question. I believe on the very first Grim Grinning Greatness, I asked you, what is your favorite ride at Epcot?
You can remember that far back?
I think so.
He remembers everything.
And if you recall, we all said...
he's waiting all the time.
We all said Spaceship Earth, right?
Yes.
My question today is, what is your least favorite ride at Epcot?
Spaceship Earth.
Your least favorite ride at Epcot. And Derek, before you jump the gun...
Oh, sorry.
I will go first.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't say rides that are gone.
You cannot say rides that are
extinct.
Must
be existing.
Quit living in the past, Craig.
Oh, sorry.
And you know what? I enjoy pretty much every ride at Epcot, but I think my least favorite ride...
Ride or attraction?
Ride.
Okay.
Least favorite ride. I'm going to say the Seas with Nemo and Friends, because I think it's lame. I think it's pretty boring. Our boys enjoy it well enough, and it's relaxing, and fortunately doesn't often have a wait, but I would much rather be looking at the aquarium or seeing Turtle Talk with Crush. I just don't think that ride is that well done. I don't think there's enough going on. But
what gets me on that one is the queue. That queue seems forever.
It goes on and on.
It does, and there's nothing in there.
Sometimes you want to use a fast pass there just so you can... bypass the queue.
I don't know that I want to do that.
So that's my ride. What about you, Derek? Remember, you cannot take the one that is already taken.
I'm going to have to go with the one that gets my imagination going.
Say it ain't so.
It's going to be the Figment.
Journey into Imagination. Huh?
I just can't. It's growing on me more, but...
It does that.
It's getting better. Every time I go, it's a little better, but... The first couple times, I absolutely hated it, and I still kind of do a little bit, but it's getting better.
It's got a catchy tune.
And I would only wait like 3 seconds to get on the Figment.
I think the general consensus would be with you. I think most people don't like Journey into Imagination. I think they wish the original version was still there. Craig, last one.
I am going to say Captain EO.
That is... Craig, we've been over
okay,
this.
Mr. Nostalgia. That's where we're all going to get nicknames here, and we're just going to call you Nostalgia.
Derek is Mr. Violence. You're Mr. Nostalgia.
Mr. Violent Impatient. My choice is I would have to say Mission Space Green.
Ooh,
because wise. I like orange. I mean, I like if I'm going to ride it, I won't get the full
and your
feeling of it.
And you're a Vol fan.
And that's right. Go big orange. But the green, because it's just, for me, it's really not the ride.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not getting anything out of the green. Now, my wife and I think my daughter like that because it's not as crazy. But if I'm going to ride it, I want the full effect. So I would say the green.
We rode Mission Space on our recent trip, the green version, and it was quite dull.
Yep.
We'll say.
Now, in the orange, I have about passed out a time or two.
Well, I mean, that makes it worth it.
Hey, I'm holding my breath too.
And if you, to it. If your ride doesn't come with a doggy bag,
correct,
it's not really worth riding.
And I started getting scared because we almost went over that mountain right there at the end. Every time I've ever flown it, I saved it, and we didn't go over the end of the mountain. Yeah. So I'm
well now, if you do the green version, you just fly around the Earth.
Really?
Yeah, it's way worse than it was in the first place.
But I miss Maelstrom.
It's something
too,
different.
Maelstrom was.
Well, before Craig keeps, I think he's so far down memory lane. There's no bringing him back, Derek.
Like the Yellow Brick Road.
Maybe.
Follow the way memory lane.
We need to cut this. We need to end this.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
Great movie, Red.
We need to end this now.
Follow.
We thank you once again for listening on today's Bonus Thursday episode, episode 31. What would you wait?
Hey,
tell us.
Yeah. Go on to some of our social media and let us know what's your favorite.
What character would you like to meet and what would you wait for them? What ride would you like to bring back and what would you wait for them?
Yeah, maybe we missed something that you would wait forever for or not at all, Derek. So
hey,
let us know.
Hate is going to hate.
Hate is going to hate.
That's like your
hate,
motto,
hate.
Isn't it?
I'm a hater, I guess.
We hope that you'll continue to follow us on all of our social media pages, share us with your friends and family, and anyone you may know.
Thank you for your good comments on Instagram and on Facebook and on Twitter and comments especially on iTunes. And
yes, all your reviews, they are greatly appreciated. Until Monday, as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
As you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghost.
And hurry back.